must be said. It was a must. I think if I can go to the speech, I'll check that. And if until date, the call of the head of the state is not adhered to, really, I'm not sure we are still on the right track, Honorable DG. Because my concern is, even at the managerial post, we still have the acting DDGs. At this time, really, it shows that we are not taking this very seriously. Whereas when it goes down, we'll get this, what the manager of HRD has just explained. But I'm saying, really, it is not convincing, especially they respond to that. And as I understand that, 2 weeks from now, we'll get the report on this matter. I think the department must deal with this matter as a matter of urgency to assist, because I don't understand. I tried to check myself, acting chair, if I'm the head of my house, and I said everyone in the house, every day at 6 o'clock, the gate will be locked, and other children will be outside and give me this example that, no, I was late and late, every day it's late. Whether am I still the head of that house? I'm saying this because the president, if he has just make a commitment, if you don't adhere to the commitment of the state of the country, I'm not sure we are still in a correct direction. I make that appeal that when we meet on the 2 weeks from now, this matter must be dealt with for the final. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. You see, I need to comment on this issue of Robben Island, that there is a clear plan to make it to improve on it. And I think we are like listening to you and believing that something is going to happen. But you are using technology that is confusing to me again. Like you have got the process is being finalized. What will happen soon? You see, once you say soon, there are no time frames, and we need to check how soon exactly is your process going to be finalized. And yeah, you might not have heard it. I heard you talking of a plan that is being finalized, and you correct me when I'm through. You just listen to this story. And what I'm trying to say is that because this is so serious, we need to get exact time frames. Because we know that it's going to be a huge process to... Yeah, maybe. I think this is the question that I put, and I'm making it yours. Let me start with the other one. The state of the art library in Joburg. I'm sure that was said, that it was fine. It's there, it's open, it's wonderful. But you see, there are people who need libraries more in the villages. Because reading and writing and all these things that we're complaining about, the illiteracy of this country, is because we are not having enough libraries. And if we concentrate on Joburg, I have nothing against Joburg. I was born there, by the way. So it's not like, it's not my province. I mean, I was born there, for crying out loud. But we need to improve the rural area, if we are talking of improving South Africa, especially the literacy. Yes, I appreciate that we have this state of the art library, and I hope we'll be going there to see it. But can we talk of coming with libraries in rural areas and make it a very serious issue? That's the first thing. The second one is the one that I was not able to put correctly. Now I think I'll be able to put it well. Your Robben Island. Can we be assured that something is going to be done to improve that place? Because it attracts a lot of people. And I'm sure last time you remember I did talk of very big rats that you see when you go there. You see them like part of the animals. I don't know if they have disappeared now. As you drive around Robben Island, when you see them, you seem very much surprised. Mira, I've seen the rats, very big ones. They are like when you go to the zoo to see animals, you see those. And I think something must be done, because people want to go to Robben Island. Whoever comes to South Africa definitely just loves to go to Robben Island. Can we trust you? I know that you are talking of another. You see, you are married to other departments, and that is not our that is not our baby. You need to talk to these departments that are very much relevant, because you know what your capacities are and what your mandate are, or your mandates are, such that perhaps you need to liaise with the relevant department to assist us in ensuring that Rubin Island becomes a place that everybody definitely wants to, because people want to go there, but they don't. When they get there, there is not much to say except that we go where the ever first president that was democratically elected spent most of his time. That we know, everybody knows about that. We saw what he did. But we need to make it a place where people will definitely want to go there and maybe spend some nights there, some come with some hotels or whatever. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Swan. I didn't understand quite your question on the issue of Robben Island.
No, it is the language issue.
If you can go straight, zoom in, what is the point of Robben Island? So that we can understand what you mean when you're referring to Robben Island.
Okay. Let me try again in this English, that it's my fourth. Is it my fourth language?
Because it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And there's still other points on the agenda.
Yeah, thank you that you wanted to hear it more. I thought you would make sense of it. I thought you would make sense of it as a chairperson. Because sometimes we say things that are not very sensible, and you assist. But I was trying to say, Rubin Island, I believe it can be improved, unless my dream is very wide. And I thought the Department of Arts and Culture can deal with that. That's the long and the short of it. Thank you. Otherwise, each time Karata Shlunguli.
That is clear.
Thank you, Chairperson. When we speak of conditional grant to communities, do we only give these grants with reference to libraries only? And when we speak of artists and what have you, is for the literate people. I think people in the communities, while illiterate, may not qualify. What I want to know is, if there's a group of a cultural, there's a cultural group in a village or community, who are not, you know, recognized here because they don't have a playhouse, because they are in the rural areas, is there a way in which maybe through the provinces they can send their business plans? You know, sometimes I ask myself, why did you go to Mariamavasa? If Mariamavasa in Venda went there and the former deputy minister actually was the forerunner of that building that we went to see. But when we were there, you know, you could have cried what she was telling us. That the Department of Arts and Culture is nowhere to be found, no one is visiting her, she doesn't know what to do with the building, no maintenance fees. And they were there, the departmental officials, and she was telling them in their face, and nothing was said about it. Until now, I think it's about a year ago that we went to Monuremavasa. To me, it's just maybe because she is not an educated woman. She comes from a rural community. I think it's high time that we promote even artists who are not, you know, literate. And, you know, we speak of our past history. How are we going to start promoting these people? So my question is, if there's a community, for instance, which wants to promote a cultural group or a cultural a village sort of to give, number one, to give jobs, number two, to promote the local, you know, arts and whatever it is that is forgotten. In my area, for instance, there's a group of women who are using their hands, they're making beads and all these type of things and necklaces. There was no one to support them until the social department went to assist them. According to me, I think it could have been the art and culture. My question is, can they come straight to the national department and give a business plan like the tourism department? They allow communities to bring business plans for lodges and hotels. Or have they to go through the province? What is it that they should do because they're frustrated? Thank you.
Right. Mr. Van der Berg, you was actually not on the list because you come late after tea. Mom's story is the next one. Honorable Mom's story. And then I will give you a bite. Honorable Tapane, you want to maybe? You will be the last one. Yeah. Also you. I was asking, remember, there was only four members who was on the list. But okay, you must be very sure because the time is running out. Honorable Mom's story?
Jefferson, I said to you it's going to be a comment, but I think my neighbor here also knows what I'm going to say. I heard you asking a question about IT, and I don't think we got an elaborate answer. If you upgrade the IT, I just want to know, because I think arts and culture is a very important department because it deals with art galleries that have got very, important works, you know. I wanted to know what does it mean when they say they're upgrading the IT. People might have thought of the IT computers. I thought broadly now in terms of the compliance of the digital migration, my friend.
Yeah.
And also the broadband rollout. We want an explanation. I think I want an explanation
unbundling
of the local loop and all this. Now, a department like this should tell us what they mean by upgrading it, because we really have to be, you know, convinced that we are safe with our works. Yes. Is it the compliance to all this?
Honorable Van der Berg.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to applaud what Honorable Mastori said, and I just want to ask you, don't try and drive a wedge between me and Mastori. We come a long way. I look after in London, Brazil, help in the combi, out of the combi. So we're getting along very, very well. This is just a short warning. Yes, I follow her. So they kicked me out of communications, but luckily we meet up here in the arts and culture. I just want to echo what Honorable Mastori said about the unbundling of the last loop, and because these communications issue, I think at the end is very important for the Department of Arts and Culture in the libraries and etc. I think it's a very important point. I just want to ask about the domino effect the DPW may have if the IDT agencies come forward. Do we have to actually re-spend money on the IDT, because maybe you've had a contract with DPW and now it's extra money? Do you budget for that? What will the impact be on the budget? Thank you, Chairperson.
It's just a comment and then followed by a question. Maybe this has been commented by my colleagues. Unfortunately, I was not here. It's just a comment. This is not a good reflection. That is 69%. Of the expenditure of the federal budget, and we are in February now. Financial year ends next month. So really, this is not a good reflection of what it's supposed to be. I'm just concerned about this thing, and what are your problems in spending this money? Because communities out there, they need these services. And secondly, the question now is, there is also a saving of we have done through the posts that are not filled. It's good to make savings, but is this not affecting the administration of the department negatively, of the posts that are not filled? And another question, you know, I think it was a week before last, the Premier of the Eastern Cape was in Morning Live. he mentioned some sites that are not doing well in attracting tourism, and then Kango Caves was one of those. I never heard you mention anything about Kango Caves. Does Kango Caves fall under the Department of Arts and Culture? A lot has been said by my colleague about Robben Island. So those are my just two questions, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Panel. Honorable Speaker. Are you covered? My last question will be on the issue of the investing in culture. I just want to check how far is this this case on the issue of the investigation. That will be my question. And I was also saying that DG, the explanation you're giving to us on the issue of libraries, this is the thing that we're supposed to get really a long time, because you explained it very, very, very good. The last point will be on the issue of, I never saw in the presentation that the department talk about the lottery fund. I give it over to you, the CFO, and then the DG will wrap up.
Thanks, CFO. I think 90% of the questions are going to be answered by my colleagues, including the DG, because they've got more information. I'm just a numbers guy. I just want, as you have given me this opportunity, I've actually made a comeback on the rollovers for the conditional grant. If I can maybe just answer that. The Eastern Cape received 14.5 million rand. KZN 3.570 million rand, and the Limpopo province 8.444 million rand, giving that 26.514 million rand. So there were three provinces involved there. So your question on the 69%, yes, we accept that. But we did go through the presentation and highlighted areas where the expenditure is going to be accelerated. We are definitely going to improve on spending against the previous years. We should run it closer to 100% than one we've had in the past. But we're in God's hands also. So we will try our best. But we've got plans of action in place. But I think that's about the questions I can answer.
Thanks,
sir.
Let me start with the question that was raised about Robben Island and the rats. Chair, I think it's important to note that Robben Island is a bit of a special case. It's a special case in two elements. One is that Robben Island is a World Heritage Site, apart from just being a museum. The management of Robben Island has got to be done in terms of a plan that has got to be approved by the World Heritage Committee. We are currently finalizing a new management plan for Robben Island, which is going to be submitted later this year to the World Heritage Committee. The issue of the riots and other problems in Robben Island has got to be managed. However, Chair, Robben Island also has a bit of a sensitive ecosystem. The colleagues tell us that the amount of animals in Robben Island, and in fact the amount of people in Robben Island, has got to be very, very carefully managed. If you've got too many people, it affects the ecosystem in Robben Island. If you've got too many animals, in fact it's both the rabbits, the rats, there were a couple of others, I cannot remember all of them. Mm-hmm. So it's about how you manage all of these things. Springboks. So it's about how really you manage, you balance all of these things at the same time. But we will share with the committee the management plan of Robben Island once mm-hmm. that has been finalized. There was a question asked about Joburg Library and the need to focus on rural areas. Chair, if you look at our library grant, most of that goes to rural provinces. I was just making an example of Joburg Library about the cooperation between the provinces and the municipality in Gauteng and Western Cape. In the rest of the provinces, the provincial governments are the ones that actually build the libraries, and indeed we are prioritizing rural areas. Which is why it's only the rural provinces that got the rollover, which Mike has just spoken to. How do we support community artists? Artists can come directly to us. We can support them. I must say, Jay, perhaps I should have raised this one earlier when we were talking about how we are implementing Mzansi's golden economy. We implement different programs in different ways. However, this year, part of what we're going to be doing is actually issuing calls for proposals for different types of programs. We will issue those either directly ourselves or working through our entities, the National Arts Council, the National Heritage Council, to issue calls for proposals for people who want to participate in specific programs, whether those are touring ventures and similar programs. There are programs which we work through provinces, like cultural events, like the cultural precincts. We work those through provincial governments, but the authority still remains with the department in terms of those programs. The IT upgrade, a bit of a complicated situation. Chair, when we speak about IT upgrade, we are talking about our own internal IT. We have had to upgrade our IT quite substantially this year to ensure that, well, one, we've got proper backup systems. You would notice when you go through the Auditor General's findings last year, there were a number of findings that were made on IT about the adequacy of our IT, about business continuity planning in the department, about some of our IT policies. So we've had to upgrade that. We've had to create a new link between our various offices to ensure that, mainly between Cape Town and Pretoria, to ensure that we've got continuous connectivity. We've had to upgrade our servers. We've had to upgrade our software onto newer software to ensure that we are able to operate at the level that we are able to operate in. The unbundling of the local loop and the issue of digitization, that currently falls within the Department of Communications. However, we are working with the Department of Communication from a content point of view. They manage the technology, they manage the connectivity. We provide we help with the provision of content that actually gets flighted there. It's still early days, Chair. That work is going to be long term, because once the digitization kicks in, we're going to have at least 18 new public stations. SABC is going to have 18 new public stations. They need content for all of those stations. But the technology is being managed by the Department of Communications, not us.
Thank you, TG, but I just want to make a rider so that we are talking from the same page. We understand who is responsible for what, which department. I think I just dragged Vanderberg to this, but my concern was that, are we talking about compliance to the new technology within the department as well? That's what I'm asking. I know the relationship between the two departments. We know what it means. Unfortunately, we had to name some of these things, local loop unbundling, and we know that it belongs to communication. But we are saying, if you are upgrading, are you compliant as a department to the latest technology? Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, yes, we are. We are. In fact, part of the upgrading that we had to do was so that we are able to comply. Thanks. Then there was the question about the use of IDT, whether we're not going to have to pay Department of Public Works. The programs that we have to engage IDT on are programs which we've had to take that out of the list that we give to the Department of Public Works. We are not going to incur additional expenditure because we have engaged IDT. So we're currently splitting our programs, our delivery of infrastructure between the Department of Public Works and the IDT. The Kango Caves, we are currently not responsible for the Kango Caves. If I remember correctly, the Kango Caves are managed by the Provincial Department of Arts, Culture, Sports and Recreation. But we can certainly follow this up with them and find how we can assist them. The progress with the investigation, the SIU investigations, Chair, the investigations are almost done. SIU tells us that by the end of February, their parts of the investigations are likely to be done. The IIC, as I mentioned earlier, the SIU has given us the list of projects that they believe are problematic. They have given us the projects that have been verified that we can continue to support. So those investigations are, for all intents and purposes, going to be done by the end of February. The lottery, that's a bit of a problematic one. It's problematic, Chair, because the lottery has always sort of operated very independently. When we were doing our bilaterals, our budget bilaterals with Treasury, Treasury also felt that the lottery should be part of that. They were invited and they decided not to come. Mm-hmm. However, we met with the chairperson of the lottery on Monday, and we have agreed that we need to sit down with them and we need to agree on how funding happens, because the lottery funds a lot more than we do fund. We fund when it comes to arts and culture, but there hasn't been proper coordination previously. I think with the pressure that the lottery is under, they are beginning to come to the table, and we are going to be working together with them. Thanks, Chair.
On that last note, DG, that's why I was asking the question, because the last time when they do the presentation to us, it seems there's not a proper coordination between the department and them, because maybe sometimes they will duplicate, because if they allocate funding for projects when people apply, that's why I'm raising, because there's also a section in the lottery fund with dealing with culture, arts and culture, and they explain to us how the people can apply and so forth and so forth. But we come on the end of the agenda point number one on the presentation of the department. I must say that there is some of improvement, but still a lot of us still be done. Can we do more? But also actually the issue of monitoring, I think that we must actually do more about it. On the issue that this funds not be spent in of the libraries in the four of the provinces, as the CFO was saying. But I think also, as Honorable Korai was saying, that the issue of this vacancy on the technical positions, especially, I was never aware that the DDGs was acting. I mean, that is actually another disappointment, but actually, if I hear that the human resource is saying that they will fill this position soon, but thank you very much, CFO. I don't know who will get the position as CFO, but thank you very much for the work you've done on the difficult circumstances. And although you say a lot of, I'm supposed to bring that slide, but anyhow, things must still going on. But we're waiting for that macro plan. I think this is overdue. If we not see that plan, we will not have progress, really. If your macro structure plan is not be adopted, we will not see progress, because that is the plan who really will take the department forward, because they are the implementers. We can have a good strategy and good financial plan, but if your macro structure is not up and running, and then you will not achieve what you're supposed to achieve on the time frames and programs you're supposed to do. But DG, you and your department knows that we get quarterly reports, so it's not far and we will get another report on this. But I think I spoke to the secretary next to me when you talk about the macro structure plan will be presented to us. I said to the secretary, don't drag this thing so long. Check in the program how can we fit in this thing, this macro structure plan that they can come to present to us, so that we not actually raise the same concerns and questions over and over. If we get the picture in that presentation, then we know really where we can go into, and even make recommendation if there is a post to need for recommendation. So on that note, I hope and I trust that we will listen this afternoon to the speech of the Minister of Finance, where he will telling us what is our shortcoming and what is our strength to taking this government forward. And also, I think and I trust that we as Asan Kasa is also in the middle of that budget speech of the treasurer, because the margin orders was already given last week on Thursday night. What is the program for the Department of Arts and Culture, especially when it comes to heritage sites? As Honorable van der Berg, you're talking about Voortrekker Monument, we hear by the DG the announcement date. So that is progress after the gentleman was here in the same venue last year when he came to make a presentation in this portfolio committee meeting. Department, again, thank you very much. We'll go to the second item, and that is about the oversight report of Robben Island and the Afrikaans Taal Museum. So if the department wants to stay with us, I think it's also important on the issues of programs here. What was that? What are the reports saying about those places that we visit? But if you feel, DG, you can leave maybe one person of your department here or two, then I will really appreciate it. But again, thank you very much. Honourable members, the written report is in front of us. This document is in front of us. On the report of the oversight visit to public entities in the Western Cape, dated from the 26th to the 28th of July 2011, last year. So, did members read through the report, or must I give you 2 or 3 minutes? Members, I'm not speaking to me. Must I give members maybe 3 or 5 minutes to go through? Honorable Mastori?
Thank you, Chair. I don't know, maybe I'm from the old school, you see. I don't see a possibility of going through this within 5 minutes. And I think there's a high demand that we have to present this to Parliament. And looking at the time, if we go paragraph by paragraph, and I mean page by page, I don't know whether somebody who's able to do that can do it with us. But if you're talking about us reading it for 5 minutes, I'm already wasting time. I don't think it's possible.
This document was circulated last week after we were saying that things must be coming earlier to the members. We receiving it last week. I think it was the day after the portfolio committee. The secretary put it in our pigeonholes. So is there any, maybe, if members was reading through the report and they feel the report is fine, then they can propose so that the report is the capturing everything as we was doing our oversight, then we can move it for adoption. I mean, adoption with recommendations, maybe, if members have recommendations to make when we are doing the oversight.
I just want to state that my colleague Honourable Ina from Scotland, and I wasn't part of this, so I can't comment in any way on this.
No, that is acceptable. It's understandable. You are not part of the oversight, you and your colleague.
Mr. President, really, to be honest, I didn't have time to read this report. I'm just reading it, and I don't know whether maybe someone may lead us and read it sentence by sentence, and I don't know. Or else we take your advice of your recommendation of reading it for 5 minutes and then, I don't know.
Dr. Mavunda?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, definitely we might still, you know, take much time. We may still take another time, as Honorable Story has indicated. But unless if we like to consider it in doing justice to the report itself, I personally, as my colleague has just indicated, he's been so open and honest that he didn't read it. So let me take the opposite side and say I personally has gone through the report. Maybe if we may suggest for those who were there and look into the recommendations that is in the report and craft on it, if ever there are some other additions that we feel in the recommendations right at the end, the writer maybe might have left something that is need to be considered. Otherwise, when I compare from the notes and the recommendations that is made here, I think they've summarized almost all what is being contained in the report itself. But I'm just throwing it. I'm not saying let's take this road. But the recommendations that are stipulated, I think they are also covering most of the things that are in the report itself. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Mavuna. Honourable Mamsori.
Chairperson, I think Honourable Mabunda's recommendation is covering a lot of concern. You know, Chairperson, I just want to comment on this. You see, if you come with a report that is owned by the committee, it includes people who were not there.
Yeah.
You cannot say, because I wasn't there, then, you know, That is precisely the reason why it should be read paragraph to paragraph, so that it takes you, you know, to the venue where you were not present and understand exactly what is transpiring. So I think we were not there. I'm one of the persons who were not there. But in every report that is going to be tabled in Parliament, I think as a member of the, as a public representative, I'm concerned because my duty is to do oversight. Mm. So I will really agree and accept the fact that the previous speaker said he was present, and we were not there and we don't have enough time. But the reality of the matter is that we should be reading, given time to read it, so that it brings, you know, to us what happened then. Because we must have, you know, given apologies, and there were reasons why we were not there. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mastori. I think I will make a ruling that the ruling will be followed, that we will postpone this item till next week. And then there will be no excuse. And as Honorable Mastori was saying, although the two come from the same communications, but I think Van der Berg, you get it what Mastori is saying, that everyone, although you was not there in the oversight, but it's also your duty as a member of parliament to do your own homework, because to do your own homework, not you alone, all of us who are not there, I think we can do our homework and when we come, because the secretaries give us a day after the sitting, after our portfolio committee, he did give us the documentation as we requested in the portfolio committee. We always get documents late. But he didn't give us... Okay.
I actually agree what the Honorable Mastori said about you guys must be sure what is standing inside. The reason why I said what I said is I cannot stand father for actually what the committee find on the ground. So you understand what I mean? I can't say that the recommendations, because I wasn't there, it is a fact of the matter that I must know what is standing in this document. But I cannot stand for the truth of this document. That's what I meant when I make the, what I said. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, then we have part the cover on the city of what you see of the truth was standing in the document of funding on the ground. But as I said, we're going to put it on the agenda next week. And because we, as Mama Story said, we must debate in this, we must take this report to the House. And as the House Chairperson is saying, he will not...
Well, one of the things that the House Chairperson considers in giving approval for study tours is status of oversight reports. And normally, an oversight report is one of the factors that he considers. If your report has been adopted, has it been ATC'd, has it been debated on in the National Assembly. So we need to really, honourable members, adopt all three oversight reports. What I'm going to do is I'm done with the Eastern Cape oversight report. I will be circulating that shortly to members also.
On what happened?
When are we supposed to submit the report in the House?
To answer your question, honourable Ntapane, the oversight reports, normally once it gets adopted by the committee, immediately after that, it gets ATC'd. As to the... I'm not sure if Mike... They use in... the debate on the specific oversight reports. I'm not too sure. Normally, how long does it take? Presiding officers. Yeah, it's normally the decision of the presiding officers as to how they allocate the debates on the oversight.
Last year, I can remember when the chairperson was in overseas in Israel, the report, this oversight report was on the ATC for debate last year. But then they take it off because a chairperson was not here and we didn't yet adopt the report in the portfolio committee. So it's actually in a backlog because we must still deal also with Free State oversight and the Northern Cape one. So we would rather be speed up with this report. I'm sorry.
Chairperson, I want to help. You see, from what you are telling us now, we don't want this committee to be give a bad reflection in Parliament. I want to go along with what Johnny was saying. I'm hearing about the Eastern Cape, that is another important report, and maybe the latest, what was the latest report? The Free State Kimberley one.
Yeah.
You see, we've got so many things to adopt. We might not have the time. Why don't we make a special day this coming week for all these reports and deal with them so that we deal thoroughly and give leeway to the chairperson or whoever to give the report to Parliament. So because we are going to be held with budget debate. Before we get caught up there, let us deal with this. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a proposal.
Honorable Chairperson, I want to agree with my story. Actually, a week before last, a circular has been circulated amongst the parties that Tuesday and Wednesday now, certain committees, including Arts and Culture, can sit on a Tuesday. So I propose that we must meet on Tuesday.
I know exactly the hands will go up when it comes to Tuesdays, because that's when you say what other members' portfolio committee meetings. Yeah. So not this coming week, on the story, because it's maybe the week after next week on Wednesday, because this coming week we're dealing with the language bill. Next week on Wednesday with the language bill. Yeah, so the week after that we can actually take that, the reports as you propose.
Chairperson, I know it's difficult to slot in things that were not on the program according to the authorizers, what we call it, what table?
The Office of the House Chairperson.
But you know, you must adopt our style as committee. Sometimes, because we find ourselves caught up and we don't mind to stay here until 10 o'clock. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
I'm
looking for the program.
Yes, you must push it so that we really. Do what we are supposed to have done previously. Now it is on our, in our court, because it's us who didn't follow that ATC, the last ATC. And it sends a very bad message, to Parliament, that this committee sends a bad message in the chair of chairs, it sends send a bad message to the weaker as well. Now we are trying to assist. Maybe we must commit ourselves to something.
Start early.
Yes. Then maybe divide these. We do one of them with what is on the program, and do the other on the other day. We cannot postpone for the whole week, and then we say we are going to start next week. Because that next week, we are going to be caught up in the budget debate.
I was looking to the program. Actually, I must go back to the proposal of Honorable Tapana to call that meeting for the Tuesday to dealing report. If members can make it for that day, we will look to the East of the Kurama. Otherwise, the concern Honorable Mamstori raised will actually be in a deep problem. So I think for this purpose we must then do the second section, because otherwise we will not moving forward. And this report must go to the house, because you can't do oversight, and you not account for that. Honourable Botswana.
Thank you, Chairperson. I note that dates were given, and I wouldn't like to override that. But there are times when I think if we are like sitting with a backlog like this, we can look at a day which has nothing. We know for a fact that Fridays. I know that people will be like, but can I finish what I want to say? I was like saying on a Friday, no committee seats, except maybe your whips and your, such that we can make, not, I'm not saying all the Fridays from now on, I'm saying sometimes when the going gets tough, we need to look at that. Otherwise, we cannot afford sometimes to take people from other committees. Thank you. Because if you remember correctly, January we concentrated too much on art and culture, and we're the best of in other committees, I know. Thank you.
That is the issue of my stealing your party, but not here. Honorable Kurai?
No, Chair. Now I think we have delivered all these issues. Can we then agree on the date of Tuesday that has been suggested? Mm. But agree to all members, because you have the report with us now, at your own spare time, deal with the report. If you wanted to add or to subtract something, take it back to the secretary. Mm. So when we met on Tuesday for that time, maybe we can meet for a shorter time, then your concerns and everything from every member, it will be dealt with that day, so that we must adopt this in very early. That is my proposal. I know that even myself, I'll be in another committee. But if we deal with this thing and give the secretary your concerns and everything, that will make us the work of us very easy, because we will be sending and your concerns to the secretary. Thanks, sir.
For progress, we agree that the meeting will be on Tuesday. Only for the report of the oversight. Thank you very much. Then the last point will be the minutes. Can I get a proposal for the adoption of the minutes?
Honorable Chair, I propose that they must be adopted. I've gone through them.
Second?
Second, Chair.
Agreed to. On that note, then the meeting is adjourned. We saw one another next week on Tuesday. Thank you very much.
Okay, the minute I was there, so I would have supported, so I was thinking that I was here.
It's Tuesday at 9. At 9.
I send my apologies.
No, that's why I said.
Yeah, I have to go to
the rules of the men
that
other
meetings before the
meeting. But you compromise. Compromise, yeah. It will not be every Tuesday. Yeah, because it's not going to be long, just
you forgot already. Huh? Before I even forget, gosh.